Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 56 degrees.
Is there a big deal?
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.
KB8RBP. They're not here to call. KB8YRC Mobile, how you doing? Hey, doing good. Name here is Mike.
KB8RBP, Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa, here in Fenton.
Hey, Mike, I like the name. That's my name. So I won't forget it. Call already, but you know, his name's all right. yeah, I just had to go to Wally World, pick up a couple things back home, ran out of creamer for my coffee, so I was like, oh no. I normally order this stuff and then pick it up, but I went inside the store and I shouldn't have. I spent more than I was supposed to or wanted to. So what I spent and got a few bags I could normally raise my kids on for a week, but not anymore.
I've never done the online shopping or picked anything up or had anything delivered, but my wife and I, we used to go to Walmart on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Got the whole place to ourselves, pick any register you want, get in, get out. But we see lots of the Walmart shoppers shopping for people, loading up carts with groceries. So definitely a big thing. Just never tried it. That's our Sunday morning thing. Get the groceries, we're home and got them all put away and start our day by usually 8:30. We're done, ready to start our day, so it works out pretty good. But I do know what you're talking about. You go in there and buy things that you might not have bought otherwise.
Oh yeah, well that's a given for me. It's no big deal, but it's just like if I order it in online, okay, it is. I mean, you can add to it, you know, if you think of something, kind of add to the list. But oh well, looks like it's going to be a nice day. I have it now. All these nice days in a row.
Yep, it is what it is. It's a nice, you know, thing that's come along. My parents have used it off and on where my dad will order online. They live out Works Creek, Myers, and then Kroger, and they just pull up, bring it out, put it in your trunk, go to the next one, load it up, put it in their trunk, and head home, and then other times he goes in and goes shopping. Looks like a pretty nice day out there. Looks like the air quality is slowly getting a little bit better. Sun's a little bit brighter, a little bit less hazy, so that's definitely a positive. KB8RBP.
Yeah, real good, Mikey. I don't, we got to go to a 50th anniversary today. I'm not too excited. Wanted to get the lawn mowed, but I guess I'll do that after. No big deal. Or maybe I can sneak it in before. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what happens. All right, I'm about home, so it's good afternoon, good morning. which is very good. Take him like nobody anywhere.
All right, well, hopefully you have a good time. Hopefully they have some good food. I've got an open house today. Grand at 2 o'clock. I got the lawn mowed yesterday. We mow our lawn, the front yard of the neighbor's house next door, and then behind the fence there's an easement for the power company. I've got a small older lawn tractor that I do that with back there. Definitely nice to get it done because they said we might get a little bit of rain tomorrow. Say 73, KB8RBP.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 74 degrees.
NAWCD, Katie, Whitey.
KAYNU, good afternoon, this is NAWCD. Well, those 6 hours, I bet, went pretty quick. It's a beautiful day outside, too. How you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be out of there. It was nonstop phone calls and people in the room that don't want to answer the phone. So makes me happy to have a half day.
Yeah, especially they don't want to answer the phone. Especially if it's piled on one person, they're having to grab it. Not a good thing there. So it sounded like a good time to exit.
Oh, for sure. It was perfect timing. Definitely. So, how's your day going? How's your morning?
Yeah, I bet this afternoon will probably be busy for you guys. I'm glad you're out of there. But yeah, we're doing pretty good here. I sat outside for a few minutes. Really haven't done a whole lot today. Just kind of enjoying the day, kind of kicking back a little bit.
Good stuff. That's all right. A little bit of R&R is not bad. Supposed to be pretty warm. Right now it's 79, at least that's what the truck's saying, so.
Yeah, I believe it. I think that's what they were saying. We're going to get up in that direction today, so. Well, good. We'll take that sunshine, a little breeze. not quite as hazy as we had it with the forest fire smoke, but yeah, it's definitely a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. How have you guys been doing with the air quality? I know they've issued the air quality alerts a couple times, so how have you guys been doing handling that?
Pretty much getting what I need to get done outside and coming in. Mom has not been outside any. She walked around outside last weekend a little bit, but no, we've been indoors and the doors closed, so that good air to breathe, good quality air to breathe. How about you guys? You doing okay with it?
It hasn't been bad. I've been at work or been at the house, and a lot of my stuff's indoors, so I haven't really had much outdoor stuff going on. Outside of barbecuing, but yeah, we've been good. Just kind of, like you said, just kind of resting and trying not to do too many outdoor activities.
Yeah, it definitely makes it hard there. Like I say, when the air quality is not good, especially if you got respiratory issues, it makes it hard to breathe. It's tough enough even when you know, healthy, normal person and the air quality is bad. So it's something. Just some of the pictures even of the bridge, I think we saw, the Mackinac Bridge, really visibility was bad. Just like it overshadowed that location.
Yeah, I've seen that picture. It was pretty wild. The bridge is just pretty much covered in the haze and smoke, and it's crazy how bad it is.
Yes, absolutely. I've even heard reports of some of these places getting rain, and it's almost like a dirty rain that's falling. That kind of blows your mind there. What you're saying, seeing the pictures there of Mackinac, or having that kind of rain and stuff because of something that's come out of Canada, our western part of Canada, at that. That's really something.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought there was some wildfires up in Minnesota. I know they had John Bloom was deployed out there for a little bit, so he had been busy out there. It just seems like it's been busy with the wildfires already.
Yeah, it has. That's for certain. With the dry, low humidity, dry weather, and that. In fact, somebody came to Lee and Melissa's door there in Reed City and told them there was smoke coming from behind their yard. Sure enough, there was a fire that had started by their fence, burned up one of their privacy fences. Thankfully, they got it out and got it away near the house and that. They really have to be cautious with that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy. It's been an interesting year for weather and nature in general. It's just either between the tornadoes, flooding, or fires. It's just been a crazy year, and now we're getting into hurricane season.
WCV, yes, wow, that's yeah, with hurricane season now, and I'm listening to reports out of Texas. They've got 100-mile-an-hour winds, I think up near Lubbock or Amarillo, and baseball size hail. I think there was heavy rain and flooding near Wichita, and I mean these systems just seem to stay over these areas, and they just don't move, and really slow moving systems. It's like, man alive. Like you say, it's been an interesting weather here.
Yeah, for sure. It has, and I know I've seen a video of a double tornado down in Texas. I thought it was near Lubbock, but I could be wrong. But it was one big tornado, and they had one small tornado. It's like, man, you get hammered twice, and it's a crazy time of the year. Can't lie to you.
Yeah, I think I saw that one. That was something, man alive. I'm glad we had some turbulent weather for a little bit here earlier this spring, but man alive. I hope it. I don't want to wish anybody else that these patterns, but man, I hope we just don't want it, don't need it here.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. I am. Hang on.
NAWCB, standing by.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm in line to get gas, and everybody's brother's out today, and so there's somebody that wanted to scoot through, and I had to back up there real quick.
Well, I bet everybody's out today. Probably everybody, hopefully, everybody's not heading in your direction up toward Huron area.
Yeah, that's what we got, back roads. I can either do 94 or I'll cut up through the back roads. It's not too bad. Grass is not bad going north.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good surface streets up in up in your neck of the woods, heading up towards St. Clair County. Like you say, if you get Gratiot or I-94, there's always the county line and a lot of Keepack Road, 69, and some of those. So yeah, it's everybody's got the same idea, I guess. Heading towards the lake area.
Yeah, then when gas is, I think it's like 280-something, everybody's like, cheap gas, we'll get it here.
Yeah, I don't blame them in that regard. It's been about a month since we've been out to get gas. I have no idea what it is. I think I paid $2.78, but I got a discount at Kroger last time. So we'll see how it works out. Probably have to get it again pretty soon.
And most places it's either $3.15 or $3.25. So I'm like, nope, we'll go to BJ's here and pay the member price.
Yeah, I don't blame you in that regard. If you can get a member price and get it lower, but I guess everybody else has the same idea. So I guess it's one way or another there you'll be able to get it, hopefully.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's busy, but it could definitely be a lot worse. I'll say that. Which I usually try to get gas in the evening or early morning before work, but I didn't feel like going back out last night, and I didn't feel like getting up earlier than I had to this morning, so I'm like, well, I'll get it on the way home.
I don't blame you in that regard. I don't want to get up any earlier than you have to. You just got some... some extra south, your normal south traveling there, but then some extra north traveling there. So just one way or another, you got to get some gasoline, but probably as good a time as any.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Hey, hang on one moment. Let me get some gas here real quick. I'm gonna step out of the car. Katie, why don't you?
Copy. NAWCB. Standing by.
Katie, why don't you to NAWCB?
YNU, NAWCB. Well, you filled up. At least you're ready to go.
Yeah, not too bad. From a little under a quarter tank to full, like $38. Not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. I normally don't let my tank get that low, but, you know, when I was working, sometimes, you know, you have to kind of stretch that out for a little bit, so that gets you, but it's not too bad.
No, I usually don't let it get that low, but we're trying to stretch it out because I got to do two rides towards Port Huron this week, so I figured, well, we'll see if we can get as far as we can on the original tank of gas and then fill up as close as we can to Port Huron and go from there.
Yeah, that's it. You know, like you say, you got those extras. It makes it kind of hard there. You know, you kind of try to budget things down a little bit driving, I guess, in these days.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. The last paycheck, I didn't have to gas up the car, so I've had a little bit left over from, I just topped it off, but had more than normal, and so I just moved that to savings and left it there, and that kind of created extra for this week, so help out with gas.
Ah, good strategy there. Good strategy indeed. Okay, sometimes you gotta kind of shift things around a little bit, and it all comes out in the wash, I guess. No good.
Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, it'll be all right. It works out, like I said, and so it'll be a good trip. Looking forward to the girls' dance tonight, and so they're excited. They're a little nervous, but I think they'll do fine. They're excited, I think, as well. And I told them, like, make sure you keep practicing, because you know your practice that'll help kind of calm your nerves, and you'll know what you're doing when you're up there on stage.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure. You know, they practiced, and they'll do a good job. Sorry that they're not able to go in the circumstances, but definitely we're rooting for them. And I'm sure once they get going, they'll be fine. And, so they've got two of these, I take it.
Yeah, they've got one today and then one tomorrow at 4 o'clock both times. And so it works out. One half of Leo's family can see him, and then the other half of Leo's family gets to see him. So there's no trouble or no issues or anything like that. It's kind of, it works out.
That's good. I'm sure they probably limit how many tickets or how many people can, so I'm glad in that way that they're able to utilize those.
Yeah, it'll be, it's good. They're excited for the girls, and so they'll get to watch, and so it'll be nice.
Good. I'm glad. I hope the performance goes well. I'm sure it will, and I'm sure there'll be others up there that'll be probably just as nervous. And you know, there's always the first time, I guess. So you know, everybody has the first time, and but I'm sure that they will do real well.
Yeah, for sure. It was cute. They had their little costumes on Wednesday. They did a recital and, you know, a little rehearsal, whatever. And I got to see them in their costumes. And I've not seen their dance yet, so I haven't seen it quite yet. They've practiced in front of me or anything like that. So it's going to be all brand new to me.
Well, good. That'll be a surprise for you there, Dad. And like you say, you'll get to see it for the first time, how they've practiced their skills, what they are working on, what they need to work on. And absolutely, yeah, you can see what's happening there. Pretty cool.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, for sure, definitely. It'll be good. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous for them, but you know, hey, it's exciting. They worked really hard. I think they're planning on doing dance again here next year, so the money's right, and hopefully we can get them into dance, and they can do it again. They might, they're doing this, and then they're gonna try to, they might do TF or something like that. So see how it all plays out.
Oh, okay, so I think this must be the final, the final program there, and then I think they're taking a break, and next fall, I guess, or there's another section in the fall or next year, something like that.
Yeah, they take the summer off, and they'll start back up, I think, in October or November, something like that. So it'll be fun for them.
And WCB, yeah, like you say, they'll get to do that. It's something that be an experience for them. You know, maybe they'll want to go back. Maybe they like say do a tap dance or going a little bit further with it, but. I like saying it's a good experience. I know your friends down there in Ohio. I think their daughters are big in, if I'm not mistaken, in the ballet or dance or that kind of thing. So yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, so it gives them something to do, and you know, that allows them to have a sport for school and stuff like that. So. Kind of gives them a gym qualification type class as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. That definitely is. You know, it's just not easy there. Maybe for Tabitha playing those twister games, maybe aided there and. Stretching out for a little bit for ballet, or who knows. Stella, she seems like she likes all kinds of sports. I think she'd be a good one for soccer or that kind of thing. But again, you kids have all different likes and dislikes and their own personality. So it'll be cool to see what direction they go in.
because I'm just healthy for them and just kind of keep them moving. And, you know, it's busy for us, but it works out, you know.
Yeah, your chauffeuring days have just begun. And just wait, you got there, the three boys there. Micah, he seems like he likes basketball, but does he like any other sports?
He likes basketball, but his favorite is football. He wants to get into football, and the problem is a lot of the places that do offer football, it's on Sunday, and it's like, well, we're not doing Sunday. We draw the line there, and or it's traveling, and you know they're going all over the place, and it's like, no, I'm sorry, we're just not doing that. So he understands, he gets it, you know, and he would rather be in church anyways, or you know, doing something like that. So he gets it. I think now he's looking at getting into code. He wants to write his own program. I was telling him about the repeaters and how, like ham repeaters, some of them run off code, or there's code involved in some of the stuff, and that kind of perked his interest as well.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he likes anything that involves computers or programming or those types of things. The code, he really excels, with his involvement, you know, in helping you guys out with WinLink and also that other the app there. So yeah, I'm definitely, you know, nothing wrong with that. You know, some get into the, you know, the physical sports, and some they like it as spectators, but this other end, and you know, that's very, you know, very technical, but a definitely needed area by all means.
Yeah, for sure. He's good with it. He's smart. Knows what he's doing, and he's a good thinker. And I think he'd be good at it. I think he'd do a good job in code and computers and stuff like that. So I try to be an encouragement to him and encourage him to, you know, to go where, you know, to excel in what he wants to do, and you know, different things. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, that's where the basics of the subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic, type of things come in. And if you start getting up into algebra and geometry and those others, but I think he's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of smarts in that area, and again, he's a good. Thousands of people to do code and programming, computers, that type of stuff. I'm glad to hear he's into that.
Yeah. I'm trying to be an encouragement to him, and you know, trying to give him some food for thought, and get some ideas to think about here in life, and
try to be there. Yes, absolutely. I think that's, you know, what you just said. Just be there for him, and encourage as best you can, and pray for him, and let's say give direction, and listen to him, and that, and I, definitely a good formula there. NAWTB.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's I feel like with Micah, it's like I'm going into like a different stage of dad. You know, it's like now I'm dad, but it's like it's like mentor, you know, type where it's like Zach and Jeremiah. It's like no, I'm still dad. I'm still the boss. You know, it's different. It's like a different stage there.
And you hit it on the head there. That's it. The dad, the mentor, and you know, ultimately, dad, friend, that type of thing. You know, like I say, right now with the little guys, you're definitely dad there. With kind of new guys, and give them a little bit, give them some love, and give them a little bit of correction there, and definitely follow those. There's biblical admonishments there for parents there and training up your kids.
That's right. You know, it's not easy being a parent, but it is a lot of fun. It is definitely rewarding, and it's pretty cool to it's hard to watch them grow up, but it's pretty cool to watch them grow up too.
It is, and it is both answers there. Your ultimate is, you sure don't want them to grow up too quick, but that's the aim and the goal, and so that they can learn to fly on their own, and you're readying them up and preparing them for life ahead. It's hard to see them, as they're getting older and leaving the nest more and more, and that. Still worry about them, but worry about taking concerned about you and your sisters and families and that. But we're proud of you guys as well, and what you've done with your lives and direction your families are going.
Yeah, thanks. Good examples, and your mom's a good example. And, it's fun. I don't know. It's cool being parents. Challenging, but it's cool to see. And it's like I got somebody to get into ham radio and. When I'm at the store, I can be like, "Hey, I gotta buy this radio for Micah." You know.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of interesting. This generation here, ham can be pretty good, and there are others that are out there like that, and. It's pretty cool. Again, we discussed many times. A good hobby and lots to learn, lots of stuff to take with you to give to the hobby as well.
Oh yeah, definitely for sure. It's pretty cool. I know Jeremiah. He's gonna be in the radio too. He knows that if Dad walks away from his radio, Dad's gonna have his radio. So he picks my radio up and he'll walk over and give it to me, or he'll sit there and like he won't want to touch it. It's like no, you can't touch Daddy's radio. But he's just fascinated with what's going on with the radio. Why is it talking? What's why is it working this way? Or how does this work this way? And so I think he'll get in the ham radio too.
Could very well do that. It definitely sounds like something that his father would have done. And I can remember you handed me stuff, and you wanted to touch it, look it over, and check it out, listen to it, and ask all kinds of questions sometimes. Lots of fun. You definitely miss those days. But definitely off and running and flying with it there.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and grab some lunch. I might try to catch a quick nap, see how things go. But you guys have a good afternoon. Enjoy your day. 77 degrees out. And hope we get to talk with you tomorrow. I'm on a half day tomorrow, so same time tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see how church goes, and we'll see how it goes. Try to be listening tomorrow, but our thoughts will be with you guys, and the prayers. Like I say, I hope the performance goes well today and tomorrow, and glad you're home, and we'll let you head on in and get about lunchtime here as well. So let's tell everyone hello. We'll see how things happen tomorrow. But be safe on the roads. 73s and 88. This is NAWCB. We will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. And I totally understand if you guys are in church and not able to chat. We'll definitely catch up some other time. But either way. You guys enjoy your afternoon. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 CMM, KYNU, clear. WD8KLL in the mobile.
TL5INT, monitoring. INT, good afternoon. This is W2MSU. Good afternoon. Are we doing sirens today? No, yes, we are. I want to get a number. I think that's a wonderful question. There's something on the post for the website says that there's a public service event today, and that they're taking reports through a text to a phone number. But it said there's no net today. But I'm not hearing a public service event on the channel, so I'm kind of just curious. Okay, well, I'll take my wheelchair back home then. Hang on for a second. Let me get you that phone number that they had posted. It's 810-314-7380 is where they'll take text with the status of the siren that you're watching today. Okay, I'll get it off the internet. I'm in my wheelchair right now, and I only got one good hand, so I'll get it. I'm over at the bus station right now. I think the one I usually do over here is 51 or 61 or something like that. It's got a Court Street address, KM5INT.
Whiskey 2, MS2, understood. And if it's simply a lack of people, I wish they had gotten a hold of me, because I would have put the darn thing on today. Best of luck to you, WQMSU.
Okay, sounds good. KL5INT, clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
KD8BAX.
PAX, W2MSU.
There was no siren test for Genesee County today.
I'm just as confused as you are. Note that's popping up on the website for the sirens saying to text a siren report into 810-314-7380. But the actual, they say there's a public service event going on today, but I don't hear it, so if it's just a matter of nobody being around, I wish they'd have gotten a hold of me. Long story short, nobody is minding the net today.
Okay, I understand, because, yeah, we're sitting out here in Otisville, and we're real close to the county line. I could hear Lapeers going off, and I could hear the one in Outer Lake and Columbia both, but the ones out here are dead silent.
Copy. General, I'm at Siren 59, and this puppy went off today. So I think the county emergency management is conducting the test. It's just that there's nobody home to take any reports.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm on Siren 67, Forest Township, and it did not go off, and it always goes off.
Sounds like a siren report.
All right, I don't want to tie it up. I'll say 73's hope to catch you again. It's KD8PAX down out here in Otisville.
Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniform. Clear.
KD8JSR requesting a radio check. KD8JSR, clear.
KD8JSR, you're loud and clear.
KD8JSR, thank you. I just put a new rig in my mobile here. I'm up between Pinconning and Standish. I just checking it out. Thanks a million, KD8 at JSR, clear.
Very good. KD8DXQ, Bill down here in Canton. What kind of mobile rig did you get?
It's just a Yaesu. I can't remember the number. I just picked the thing up. Anyway, it's adjustable up to 75 watts. So I thought that would be handy being in a mobile.
Well, it sure is. The audio is great on it. Any mobile-to-mobile communication you'll have no problem with because it's nice and loud but not overdriven. Very good. Okay, 73s and... Yes. Talk to you later, KD8DXQ, clear.
Thanks a lot. I'm kind of guessing. I think it's a 2800R. 2800R. KD8JSR, clear. Thank you.
The station in Canton, I figured you'd want to know. Your audio is very overdriven. So I just thought you'd like to know. W8FU.
You are correct. Thank you very much. I will try to adjust that. I'm just on this little clear RLS and haven't quite gotten the bugs worked out of it yet. So, okay, I will try to turn the audio down.
All righty, yeah, like I said, it's better than, better you know and deal with it than ignore it. So, good luck. If you need another check, let me know. This is W8FU.
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
Give me a moment, I'll be right back. It sounds much better, but give me a minute. Okay, this is W8FU. Are you still there? Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. I really appreciate the help here. I went down a couple notches on the USB audio, and I'm hoping that helps.
Yeah, it's better. You're still like on, now, before it was almost continuous, now it's just on like syllable, peaks, on syllables. I think you could afford to probably come down a few more notches.
Okay, will do. I do have to reboot the entire mechanism after I make the change. But I will do that, and hopefully it sounds like I have to adjust the audio for each. On digital, I got it down to where it's correct, and I didn't realize I had to do that on each one. So, appreciate the help. W8FU73 is from KD8DXQ.
Yeah, like I said, it's better now. I'm not hearing the that crunkiness where you're hitting the skirts on continuously. I'm only hearing it on like the peaks, voice peaks. So you're still hot, but better. So you moved in the right direction. So all right, I'll be listening. W8FU.
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
W8FU.
Okay, I went down two more, and I'm holding this quite a ways away from my mouth, too. This is that new from ClearNode, the little, it's like a walkie-talkie All-Star Link. I'm hoping that's better.
Yeah, I'm still hearing it there. Is that M1KE?
No, it's something similar. This is a clear RLS, I believe, from Node Ventures. They make clear Node, All-Star Link nodes, but this is a portable one, kind of like a walkie-talkie. Basically, it's a walkie-talkie, but for All-Star.
Okay, yeah, it's a radio-less node. Got it, right. A little different than the M1KE. I see it right now. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of his product. Got a little built-in battery, LiPo battery. That's pretty cool. I have seen this. Pretty neat. Still hot. Just trying to think this, I've got a clear zero. I'm trying to think, I've never really monkeyed with the audio settings on it. I'm sure it's the same software on your phone. Let me take a look at the software on mine.
Mine is called USB Audio.
Yeah, I've never set mine, so I'm looking at the USB audio page here from VoIP and to VoIP. Which one are you adjusting? I'm guessing your TX Mix B set. Oh, that's your A and your B. Right. Okay, so this is basically a simple USB. So you probably want to adjust the 2 VoIP, I think. The 2 VoIP RX mixer set. Is that the one you're adjusting?
W8FU from KD8DXQ.
Yep, we're here. Did you hear that last one? Are you adjusting the 2 VoIP? Is that the one you're adjusting?
At first I did. At first I took that down from default of 450. I dropped that all the way down to 410. You said that made a difference, but now I tried the upper two, which is a left and a right, or the top two.
Yeah, those top two, the from VoIP, that's going to be, you got two channels. One's not going to probably do anything. The other one's going to be your receive, what you hear. But that 2 VoIP, I'd go much farther. I would set that like 250 and try it. You can always put it back, but I would go, that might be too much, maybe 300. But try it at 300, and then we might say that's too low. But it'll be significant. We could say, yes, that's it. I would try 2 VoIP at 300 just to see what it sounds like.
Okay, will do. Hey, thank you so much for helping me out here. I really, really appreciate it. I'll be back in a minute. KD8DXQ.
Okay, no problem. Name here is Sean, by the way. W8FU.
Okay, Don, is that any better? This is Bill, KD8DXQ.
Well, let's sit here for a bit. Let's talk. I'm also going to connect up my node to the Lapeer. I notice you're connected to the 50544. I'm going to connect up my clear node to that as well, just to both. But, yeah, let me hear this some more. I didn't notice anything, but I had a few things going on.
Okay. I don't know if I have to wait for you to connect or if you're on another connection right now. But, yeah, I'm holding this. The microphone gain is on low. Apparently you're supposed to hold this like a walkie-talkie and put it on high if you're going to set it on a desk, but I haven't moved the mic gain off of low, and hopefully I am sounding a little better, at least by now. If you copy me, KD8DXQ.
Yeah, now I'm not hearing any of those over-driven sound at all. Maybe, I mean, if I am, it's very light. I put it this way, I would have never called you on it. I would have never said anything if it sounded like this. You sound much better now than I heard you. What I'm going to do now, though, is I'm on the W8MAC, Mount Clemens repeater, 147-800, node 2877, but I'm over the air to that. I'm going to switch over to my clear node, which connected up to the exact same repeater you are, and do another public check just to be sure. W8F leading 147.2. Okay, now I'm on my clear node. Hold on, let me get rid of the background. This is a, unlike yours, mine is a not a radio list, mine is a clear zero, and I'm running a analog radio into it, but let me hear you now.
Okay, I have moved off of the front porch because the neighbor decided to start up a motor. This is KD8DXQ, Bill down here in Canton, and hopefully sounding much better.
Okay, I think you can lock that. I think the 2 VoIP setting is perfect, which would be the how hard you're hitting the network. I think you're pretty good. So that's good. The mic sensitivity shocks me, though. You said you got it on the lowest setting. Man, I can hear a lot of background noise, and it's telling me your mic's really sensitive. It's not a problem, but I'm amazed that you said it's as low as it can go, and I'm hearing quite a bit of background noise. But you're fine. You know, I at this point now, we're nitpicking.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I happen to have, you know, quite a few, actually, other radios going at the moment. And I was trying to get away from them, but now I've got a motor out on the front porch, so this is quieter than out there now. But anyway, hey, Sean, thank you so very much for helping me with this. I've been kind of afraid to use it much because I hear so many people that are so bad, like I must have been earlier, that I can't even talk to them because it hurts my ears. So I really, really appreciate the help. 88DXQ.
Yeah, to me it sounds right about there. I mean, is it absolutely, you know, could you tweak a little more? Maybe, but you're fine. And that raspiness, that overdriven raspiness is gone. So, you know, at this point, you're fine. Don't be ashamed. Get out there, play with it. The biggest thing with these is if you're new to All-Star in general, the biggest thing is be very careful not to connect to something while you're already connected to something. And the ClearNode software is very good in that you can check a box where it'll automatically disconnect when making a connection. Leave that checked so it'll automatically disconnect you. You do not want to be connecting things together. So I don't know if you're new to All-Star or not, or just new to Clear RLS, but I thought I'd, you know, put that out there. All right, real good. Yeah, like I said, I think you're golden now, and you can go from there, and no problem, anytime. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, maybe turn on the Tigers game, and go get myself a pop. Unless there's anything else after yours, W8FU.
Again, thanks for all your time and help. No, I do have that checked, the disconnect before reconnecting. I do know that. I've had the ClearNode for a couple of years, or at least a year. So, yeah, I do know about that. Anyway, thanks again, Sean. Go Tigers, KD8DXQ, Clear.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
Jim, N-A-W-E-G.
Radio Fisher. I was just wondering how this thing sounds over that way.
Oh, it sounds good. You're a little staticky into the repeater.
Yeah, Wes, is that any better?
It sounded a little better, but I've still got some static in there with you.
Yeah, this is a handle.
It just sounds like you're in a bad location. I'm not really making you out now. Did you get that figured out, Jim? N-A-W-E-G. N-A-W-E-G, N-A-W-E-G. KC8URV.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 76 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees.
GXK monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees.